Well, each year in the Emerging Issues Forum, we try to identify those issues that are going to have a profound impact on the ethanol sector, and certainly the renewable fuel standard is front and center in terms of the importance of issues currently in front of the ethanol industry and the biofuel sector. So we are going to be focusing on some of the public policy implications of change, the renewable fuel standard, if that's coming. We're going to talk about some of the uncertainties that a change might cause in terms of investment and expansion within the biofuel sector. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the marketing forecasts coming that will have an effect both on consumers and on ethanol producers as we move forward into the end of 2013 and the first quarter or two of 2014.
Of course, it's hard to predict what kind of year we're going to have here, what kind of crop we're going to end up with, but I mean, how would you rate the chances of seeing some changes in the RFS going forward?
Well, certainly the alarm bells will continue to go off among the alarmists if we have a dry spring. So we're grateful to see the current weather pattern bringing some additional moisture to the state. But I think we also have a fair amount of optimism among some of the companies in the allied sector that we continue to have a real strong demand on the biofuel sector as a demand driver for agriculture. And we take a look at the synergies that the biofuel sector has with corn production and livestock feeding and all. And those seem to work best when all three of those sectors are moving along in concert. So we hope that we don't see any significant change in public policy that would put a dent in the ag economy, because as we have a healthy ethanol sector, we're continuing to see the agriculture sector generally do quite well. And I think there's some concern that if there were major changes, that would have implications for financial institutions, for technology companies, certainly for farmers.
Yeah, how would you describe the state of the industry right now? I went through some rough times again earlier this year. How are things looking at this time?
We're pleased to see the plants that in several cases were temporarily out of capacity or out of production back in production. In the past 5 or 6 weeks, there's been a pretty good improvement in profitability, so they've moved from a break-even standpoint or a losing proposition for a period of a few weeks to a environment where they're able to make some profit. And I think this is due to several reasons. One is that there's a pretty good demand for ethanol at this point, and so we hope to continue that demand. We're also seeing a number of companies that have adopted technology that's helped them in some cases. Corn oil extraction has been a very important addition to their product stream and to their revenue stream. So there are a number of changes that have helped, but it's still fairly precarious in terms of profitability, and that's why maintaining this public policy in the form of renewable fuel standard will remain important to the biofuel sector, but also to consumers, because we're seeing while the ethanol sector is profitable, we're seeing prices at the pump, in part due to the contribution of lower costs of ethanol, have a real important impact on consumers' pocketbooks.
And there's also some attempts going on in Washington to do something about E15, some folks that don't like the idea of the higher ethanol blend.
Well, a concern to many of us, of course, is that we have a petroleum mandate, and we think that consumer choice is important, and that, in fact, consumers will have the choice of cleaner burning, higher octane, lower cost fuels as we start to integrate higher volumes of ethanol into the fuel choices at the pump. And so we think that's very important for the economy. It's important for consumer choice. And so we hope that we'll continue to see some rational thought applied to public policies that would encourage the use of those fuels and provide additional choices rather than to reinforce the petroleum mandate that we face.
There's just a lot of issues involved with the ethanol industry. We get into the RINs and some of those issues that have come up this year. But I guess, as you indicated, the industry is still plugging along and seems to be back on its feet again.
We hope that that will continue, and in fact, several of the speakers today and tomorrow will talk about some of the different innovations that they're trying to bring to the ethanol sector and to their individual plants. These would include taking a look at some alternative feedstocks and alternative processes, taking a look at some additional new product, value-added products in the distiller's feed arena that will be available, and taking a look at what there are in terms of international prospects for ethanol and distiller's feed exports, which have been in strong demand. And in particular, we're going to continue to have a lot of emphasis on all markets on a worldwide basis, but certainly we want to make sure that we have close attention paid to our fuel options and fuel choices in Nebraska. We'd like to make sure that we are continuing to build a strong market for the distiller feeds locally and domestically, but we do see a strong worldwide demand for both ethanol and the distiller feed products, and so a couple of speakers will be talking about what those prospects appear to be for the near term.